Wi-Fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and your co-hostess, Stephanie.
Oh my God!
And today we're going to do the mid-series finale of The Walking Dead. So I watched it this morning between classes, and I think for the second half of the episode, my mouth was hanging open because what happened? Okay, so we're on the prison. Now I was gonna say on the farm, but then we're at the prison. Things are going okay. Glaggy is smiling, you know. And
Glenn's on the mend.
Yeah, Glaggy. So. That's Glenn Ann.
Oh, was he smiling? I thought he was just...
He was being... on... Yeah, because he was making jokes.
He was? Oh, I thought he was just being less sick.
I mean...
Oh, the anniversary joke. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. So, Glenn and Maggie, Glaggy, they're, you know, a whole thing. And let's just talk about everything else. So, the governor has gone three shades of crazier. And wait, first, I need to discuss, like, why is he the only one that's getting undressed on this show?
Wait, he got undressed on this show?
Not on this episode, but, like, he has been in various states of undress throughout his whole life of this TV show. We haven't seen Rick's butt. We didn't even see Shane's butt. Did we see Shane's butt? We saw the governor's pasty butt. We saw the governor open his shirt and he was like click clow on zombies and stuff. Why is that dude the one that shows all the skin? And I mean, I'm not saying that he's a bad looking dude, but it bothers
me. Wait a second. So we've seen way more skin from Glaggy than from anybody else. In fact, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. Like, I know a lot more about Glaggy than I need to know about them.
I don't really remember when they do anything.
I do, because it makes me feel super uncomfortable. I just kind of zone out,
because I'm like, boring, you know, and I just like go like fold laundry or something when they're, I don't really, okay, they don't bother me. Okay, whatever.
You also see Daryl on occasion.
Have you ever seen Daryl's butt?
Well, no, but I don't, see, everybody has just, it's been like months since anybody's had a shower. They're still wearing their same clothes that they kill zombies in every day.
I don't know.
I don't want to think about it.
I don't understand why they just don't submerge that. Okay, we're getting off topic. Where people are like, what are they talking about?
Because I don't even know.
Okay.
You started on the governor and then took a wild turn. Talk about three shades of crazy.
Because he like put on his black jacket and his black pants, and he was like, it's on, and you know, I want y'all to live, but in order to live, we gotta take somebody's home away from them, but we gotta kill them because they can't stay there.
I like how he says, oh, some of those people are good people, but we still need their prison. And then when his lady friend Lily says, wait, I thought you said there were some good people in here, and he's like, yeah, but they're with bad people.
And she was just like, I don't know who you are anymore. And she started, because I started getting scared for her, because I thought that he was gonna snap her neck at some point, because she started asking too many questions. She started, you know, giving too much resistance, and I was scared for her, because you know that dude will take a hammer to your head in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I don't know why she was left behind. Was she a conscientious objector or what?
Like, no, she was left behind because he said they were coming back. He was coming back for her. He wanted her and the girl to be safe.
Yeah, well, look how that worked out.
That did not work out so well because we got to see a kid get chomped on by a zombie.
Oh my
That was
God.
shocking. I
That
mean,
was, oh, that was so gross. She's digging through the freaking dirt, and like, there's a zombie coming across the river. And I was going, you need to turn your head, mother, to your child
so, number one, there's a zombie zombying around, shuffling across a stream. I'm not sure why she wasn't down on the ground already, right?
Yeah, she's just kind of,
She's just there.
she's up high bird watching, except for it's zombies, and she's just chilling out, and she's like, well, he might make it across the river, la la la. But the moment your kid's like, hey, help me do something, la 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 la, oh, that is not the time to ignore your child.
I know. I was super upset because as soon as the zombie would have stepped foot in the water, I would have been down on the ground with my kid. And so
Yes.
when the kid is digging up the dirt, playing, making peanut butter mud pies, whatever, and then she pulled up the sign that says flash flood zone, I was like, well,
Yeah.
what does it mean? Why are we reading
I knew what
this sign?
that meant. Like, oh my God, oh my God, this is gonna be a flood, and people could be buried. And if this is a floodland, then there's probably, people buried in there from the floods, or people, just swept away. So, well, I mean, you just knew that was gonna happen. You
I
just
didn't
knew
know she was.
it.
I thought what was gonna happen was she was gonna get down there, save the kid. The kid was gonna break free. I didn't know the kid was gonna get chomped by the
Well, yeah, I didn't know that either. That was a big surprise. I mean, it was extremely scary, but I thought it was going to be like normal scary, not normal. Oh, scary. Like, it was just horrible. So, the moment she saw a zombie, I would have said, "Hey, kid, come up here with me and my gun." I don't know why she let her kid just continue to play in the dirt. I have no idea
Yeah,
why
that
that
would have been
happened.
a really better way instead of actually like she should have went down level to the ground with her kid when the zombie tried to cross the stream or said, "Hey, get your butt up here. We need to chill out for a second." You know what I'm saying? There's a zombie coming
Right.
across the stream. Why don't you come on, mommy?
Right. So I think maybe they were trying to just communicate that Lily and her clan, since they were holed up in that apartment building for so long, they didn't really encounter zombies, so they had this feeling of safety or something, but
No, the
that's
governor told her. No,
tenuous.
Stephanie, the governor told her that zombies can't cross water. So, she was like, "Well, he can't cross water, but he looks like he's trying to cross right now. So, I'm gonna hang back, see if the governor's right. And if he's right, oh, I'm gonna give him a blowjob when he gets back. And if he's wrong, oh my God, he put me and my kid in danger." You know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, there are a couple of things that you could have done. Well, there are three things that you could do in that situation. Two of those things are either be by your child or have your child be by you. And then the other last one is to be a dumbass and let your child get killed by a zombie. So she chose the last one. Anyway, I think we should back up though, because I wanted to talk about the very opening sequence of
Okay.
this of the episode.
Okay.
So, you see the governor, and he's walking, or actually, you see Michonne and
Hers.
Herschel burning bodies, zombie bodies. And I had to rewind this because it happened so fast. I'm like, what did I just see? But so the governor just clocks Michonne on the head, and she's out, like totally out. And he just like punches her in a, I guess that's pistol whipping. I've never seen it in action, but I'm gonna guess that if that's what it is, that's what it looked like to me. Anyway, whipped her with the pistol in the face, and then goes for Herschel and he takes them hostage, but it happened so fast and it was so loud that I thought that the governor like shot Michonne in the face.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what did I just witness? Did Michonne just go out like that so fast? Oh my God, you know, I was like seriously jarred by that. I had to rewind it. I'm going, oh my God, what just happened? And then I saw that it just hit her, and I was like, okay. But I almost had a heart attack right then and there. Then he takes Michonne and Herschel hostage and brings them back to the camp. And then he's trying to convince these people who, I'm sorry, they didn't look like they were combat ready. But let's just admit it. Okay, so they have a tank and Olivia's ex-partner from Fringe. That's all they have. They don't have anybody else there. They've got, you know, lesbian lovebirds who
Oh,
the other
God.
lesbian is like super awesome and she actually does look combat ready, but as we find out later on, what's Lily's sister's name? I forgot.
I forget.
Oh well, ponytail girl.
Lesbian number two.
Think she might be lesbian number one,
Well,
actually.
whatever.
In any case, we find out that she totally freezes, you know. And then there's all these random other people that you know are gonna die, which is kind of funny. You're kind of like, yeah, really sorry that this is the only episode and all of you people that are Woodbury too. Anyway, so he's talking to them, and I don't even know how he convinces them. He kind of does the whole fear as a motivator speech, like, well, we can't survive here. Zombies are killing us left and right, which was really rich coming from him. He just killed two freaking leaders in a row. But anyway, zombies are killing people, quote unquote, zombies left and right. And so we're never going to be safe unless we have what these people have. And I'm going, how is that going to convince all these people to, you know,
It
to
somehow did, 'cause they sure did suit up and was gone.
Yeah, that was a little bit, I don't know. I thought that might have been a little bit too soon for my tastes.
Yeah, so it wasn't believable.
Well, no, because he just killed off two of their leaders one by one, like the
But
next day.
they don't know that.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the camp is, you know, in the midst of some serious tumult. And he's just sitting here like, oh yeah, so let's go kick some ass now with the tank. I mean, what? That wasn't.
I'd be pretty confident of myself if I had a tank. I mean, I
Yeah, but
think
you
they blew it
can do that.
because, like, I don't understand, like, why they got out of the tank and didn't just keep going with the tank. Like, how do you.
Because they didn't want to ruin their new home.
Well, at one point, they just, excuse me, they were blowing it up to bits. They were just like.
Exactly. That's the grand irony of this whole thing. He's trying to convince them that they can take it peacefully. The governor, what is he calling himself now? Brian.
Oh, dear.
Brian convinces the new camp that he's with that he can take this prison peacefully, but and just scare him, basically scare him out with some sort of fear tactics. Yet what ends up happening is they're fighting and fighting and fighting for something that they keep blowing up. You know, brick by brick, they're just ruining any chances of being able to live there. Yet they keep fighting and they keep shooting because they. What is this episode called? This is called Too Far Gone, right? Yeah, they get into this state where there's no sense making. It's just fury. And,
Well,
you
one
know.
is defense, and then one is just stupid fury, and then you have like the
Well,
followings.
fear, fury, you know, whatever, but all of these things going too far, and then they can't come back from it, and the prison is just a manifestation of too far gone, you know, a manifestation of themselves, you know, and their predicament. So, yeah. Anyway, I didn't find the speech that Brian slash the governor gave his people very convincing. But I kind of went with it, whatever,
You had to.
well, yeah, I mean, you go with it because you know there's going to be a big showdown, so yay. And then what happens, Kat?
What do you mean? What happens?
Well, what happens?
That happened because I'm still stuck on the kid a little bit about the kid who gets. I'm sorry to go back to this, but I needed to ask you what you thought was more traumatic, this kid dying or Sophia dying? Which one?
For me, it was Sophia. Nothing can beat that finale. Nothing. That was such a good episode. And actually, it kind of echoes, this episode kind of echoes that episode, in that there's this big showdown and somebody loses it. It was Shane. Shane just freaking lost it. And he had gone too far. And that's when he killed all the zombies, and then we come up to the big finale, you know, with Sophia coming out of the barn. But so yeah, that is true. I mean, that's kind of the end for the farm, right?
And this is the end of the prison.
Right,
And both of
right.
them were mid-season, weren't they?
Yeah, they were both mid-season, so nicely done.
Yeah,
Nice
so
little.
I after so they did that, the kid dies. It was
Well,
extremely
but the.
shocking because I didn't think we were gonna get to see on TV a kid getting chomped on by a zombie, which was, I don't know, exhilarating, horrifying, sick, and just kind of enjoyable. But so
I
we
couldn't wait. I wanted both Lily and Megan to come strolling over, you know, to come strolling over behind the governor while Rick and the governor were talking. I wanted them to both be zombies and then to have him turn around and then lose it. But I think that it was fitting that Lily didn't die, because probably the most traumatic thing regarding that whole group of characters is that, so Lily trusted him, Brian, and in her trust for him, she was blinded and wasn't thinking rationally, and ended
No,
up
she
losing her
was
hand.
thinking res rationally when she didn't want to go. It's just that she couldn't push
Well,
it any
right.
further.
Right, but she's watching this zombie going, well, it's probably not going to make it across the river. And I'm thinking, why are you so fixated on this zombie, you know, trying to get across the river? Hello, there are zombies coming at you from every direction. Why aren't you being watchful? And why is your back turned to your kid who's randomly playing in the mud? Why is that happening? I couldn't let that go, you know? And
That is true because I mean anything could have came up in the brush. Anything could have like
that's what I
anything
was
could have happened.
expecting.
She was way too far away from her kid
I
and
know. That
so
is
I don't know.
totally what I was expecting to happen, actually. So before she, okay, so she's digging in the mud, and Lily sees this zombie coming across the river. I'm thinking, why are you so preoccupied? There could be other ones, and there probably are going to be other ones coming through the bushes to get your kid. And like, then her kid is digging up some freaking grave or something. Like, you don't know what it is. At first, I thought I had flashbacks of like Platoon and underground bunkers and crap in Vietnam, because it looked like a little trap door to something. I'm going,
Yeah,
oh,
that's what I thought it was.
I was like, oh my God, it's the hatch. She found the hatch, and there's gonna be some zombies coming out. just a sign, and then the sign hit me. I was like, oh my God, it's loose dirt. It's a flood area. There's probably dead bodies that got swept away in the flood. Oh. And then it all just came crumbling down, and I was like, are you kidding me? Still not looking at your child right now when freaking extra from the Thriller video is coming out of the ground. 40,000 years of funk is coming out.
Night falls across the land, the midnight eye is close at hand.
Oh my God.
Oh, Steph,
Thriller.
I have to like, what type of upper body strength did this zombie have in order to be like number one, hands up in one position, like he was reaching over his head, and then all of a sudden he's sitting on the ground, like
She helped dig him out. She helped dig him out.
I don't know. He had two different hand angles where he was reaching up and out, and then all of a sudden he's like propped up in a different position and chomping on her like she was, I don't know, a piece of. I don't know. Okay, fine. Enough of that.
When
But
did that happen, though? Like, I'm sure that it was timed just so. Because I think, at least in the chronology of the show, or of this episode, I think the governor made that final decision, that point of no return, before she got, like, right before she got bitten by a zombie.
what do you mean he
Is that
made?
what happened?
What are you talking about?
Did the governor whack? Did the governor whack Herschel's head before or after the kid? Before or after Megan got bit?
Well, they were kind of at the same time because they were off in one part, and then the governor was like killing and making negotiating with Rick in another part, so they could have been happening simultaneously.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking is, just from the perspective of different things falling apart in different ways and people trying to come back from it. So, I think I remember telling you that my prediction for the season was going to be people making questionable decisions or decisions in the gray area and then trying to come back from it and whether or not they can.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I was vindicated in that prediction in this episode. I feel like there's more to come for sure in the rest of the season because I don't think that this arc has ended yet. But
Well, a part of the arc is ended because people are dead, and let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, let me finish this one little thing. So you remember the girl from the very first episode, the girl from the ring, the girl that like lured Rick back? Did you see that she had her little cameo at the end in this one?
Oh, that was her. I
That
was
was
wondering,
her.
like, who is this person and why are they focusing on her? Do I recognize her? What's going on? Okay.
That was her. And I told, remember when you're like, we were talking about how Rick, he didn't bury her, he didn't do anything, he didn't cut her in the head, he didn't prevent her from becoming a zombie. And I think that was pointed. I think he pointedly did that, like, no, you get to live with your fate kind of thing. And then sure enough, here she is coming back to remind us that some people don't come back from the choices they make, or maybe some people do and they come back as zombies. So the reason I was asking about the chronology is that the governor, it seemed for a second there, especially when Rick is giving his more convincing speech, by the way, out in front of the prison and their little Talkathon, he says we can all live together. We can forget about this. We can come back from that. Everybody gets to come back. And then her and he says nobody has to die today. And Herschel's smiling, which I knew
My
at that
God,
moment. I
I
knew at
know.
that moment that Herschel was going to die. But like
I was like,
Herschel
no.
smiles. And then the governor that goes to first person view and it's kind of shaky and Rick seems so far away from the governor's perspective. Did you catch that? Like it just the camera goes looks at Rick and he's so far away and he's saying these words that are making sense. And it's kind of like for me what it reminded me of is somebody drowning and can see the people on the surface but are too far gone, basically they're too far down. Anyway, yeah, so that flash happens and then the governor makes his decision and says you're lying and then he hacks at Herschel's neck. And he doesn't even cut off his head completely. He just hacks at the side of his neck, which was horrible.
And realistic, because nobody can take a sword other than Miss Sean, who's been practicing at it for a while, and take someone's head off perfectly. We've watched MythBusters. They've proven that it's a busted thing, that only if you've been training for a really long time that you can't do that. So I really appreciated Herschel getting kind of chopped at the neck instead of his whole head coming off. So I'm gonna go back to what you were saying about Herschel smiling. When he started the smile and we got the shot, the full-on shot of his eyes and his mouth curling up as he was smiling and he started gazing off, I was like shaking my head. No, this is not gonna happen. People don't smile like that unless they're gonna die. Is that a death smile? Are you resolved to die? Oh my God, this is not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. And it happens. I did not believe that they were gonna kill off Herschel. Number one, because like he majestically grew back a leg, and I wanted to kind of investigate that further. Because like it had like a bendy knee and everything, and he wasn't on crutches, which really like
We did see a prosthetic, but yeah, that was a pretty
oh, it was.
great.
We did see. I don't remember seeing when I was like, when did we see him put on a prosthetic? Because I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, we did see. I mean, and it was a pretty decent new one too.
Okay.
And they could have found prosthetics anywhere, really, because they were near hospitals and they were also near like military camps or whatever.
Okay, that's
So,
fine.
yeah.
I'll let it go.
But
But
still,
he was
those
moving
things
a
have
little
to
too
be made.
freely for me.
Yeah, those things have to be made for you, and they're incredibly uncomfortable, and you really have to practice at moving the way Herschel is moving around. So, but that's okay, whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't magically grow back a leg, but he did magically find the perfect prosthetic for him.
Maybe Daryl got it for him, and they did some measurements, and since he's a doctor, he kind of messed with it a little bit. I don't know. I don't know. But I gotta say,
I was willing to do that. Go ahead, sorry.
I gotta say that his death, I mean, he lasted so long. We thought for so long that he was gonna die. You know,
Yeah,
he's
how
the old
many
man,
times
he
did
was gonna die.
Herschel? He's
I know.
almost died like a billion times.
And so he's just part of the landscape now. And to see him actually get hacked up by the governor with this sword, I mean, he sat there and like hacked him up a lot. And it was terrible until his head came off.
That
Yeah.
was tragic. It was like,
Did he even know? I don't even think he knew Herschel like that. Like, what was the deal with him and his anger for Herschel? Because Herschel did not go to Woodbury, right? So
no,
he
but
didn't know
Herschel
him.
said something pissy to him in back in the trailer or in the camper.
No. What?
Herschel said, Hey, my daughters are back there, and you say you have a daughter. How could you possibly go back there and kill someone's daughters? And he's like, because they're not
You know, it was funny though when
What?
they were all sitting in the trailer and they started talking to me. Sean was like, "Boy, when I get free, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna do this." And then Herschel was like, "Settle
Shut
down,
up.
settle down." But she seemed like she was gonna go on a rant about what she was gonna do to me, and I was just like, "There it is. There's the badassery. There it is right there. I finally seen it." Oh my God, because you know, when you pissed off, boy, when I get my hands on you, I'm gonna f you up. I'm gonna put my foot so far up in. It's like she was ready to go. Oh, that was my perfect scene, and that's the badassery that I was looking
Fudge was
for.
gonna get killed right there, and so did Herschel. Actually, Herschel was like, "You need to shut your shit. Shut it down. Shut it down."
Oh my God. But the fairy telling thing about that scene, and when they were in the camper or whatever, he was like, "You know, when you killed my daughter, I now realize she was dead. I'm over that now." I was just like, "Now you're over it? I mean, 'cause you had the gynae tools. You gonna put her in a chair. You still upset with her, but you just like, I now know she was dead. I realize it now. Like water under the bridge."
I think he probably had to convince her that they were not planning on killing anybody. And, you
They were
know,
not convinced.
part of me wants to believe that. Part of me wants to believe that he went in there thinking that he could just scare them out.
I don't believe you fell for it. And let me tell you why.
Why?
Because I'm not saying that what they had at their camp was perfect, but they had survived a really long time in their spot, and they could have proceeded and found something else. But he was so fixated on Rick and that prison. I think that he was always gonna go back, and he always was gonna kill people. I don't think he was gonna let people go peacefully, because he's not that person. Like, did he have to kill the two leaders of the camp at all? No, he didn't have to kill them at all. There was no reason, especially the way he killed that one leader, where he like tied, I guess, a cement brick to his foot and let him drown. And then come back as a zombie, so he's up in the water looking up.
Well, hey, what did that remind you of? Remember back at Woodbury with all the aquariums?
Oh, yeah, I guess
He's
so.
got some fixation about watching zombies in the water.
Yeah, he does. It's
I
weird.
mean, to like believe in his heart that zombies can't cross a river, that was weird. I was like, what? Okay.
I mean, I think they can, but they don't really have the coordination to like pull it off successfully all the time, but I'm pretty sure that they can.
Well, yeah, especially with the parts where the river isn't that deep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm getting off the main story, but I think that he was fighting it. At least in these last couple of episodes, I think he was fighting it, and I think he was truly trying to come back from his no-no place, from his dark place.
I think if he hadn't ran into that guy from Woodbury, he would have been okay. But since he hooked back up with him and that guy asked him to lead, then that's when he's kind of, it was a trigger and he went to Crazy Town.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Whatever it is, I mean, he probably had several triggers. He probably, part of him probably did love Lily and Megan. I mean, I believe that was believable for me. I
Yeah, it
think that was
was.
truthful. And so that threat and the fact that they probably, okay, so those people may have lived there for a while, without too many incidents, but nothing beats, fortified walls, really, when it comes to safety. So he probably became even more fixated on the prison at that point once he realized that he actually has people to protect.
Well, he
Because he
should have
didn't go
been.
off. He didn't go off on, what's his face, the guy from Woodbury. He didn't go off on him until the guy made this flippant comment, like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't have a wife again. Because, basically, because they're all going to die anyway, right? And I think at that moment, Rick, no, not Rick, the governor
Governor.
probably realized, yeah, you're right. I'm gonna need an army, and you're not gonna agree to that, and so you're dead. And I think he probably wasn't expecting that other guy, leader number two, to take that leadership role so quickly. I think he probably was expecting everybody to say that he could be the leader. And so that guy was just kind of an arbitrary casualty, really.
Yeah.
But his brother, Olivia's former partner from Fringe, his brother kind of has those kind of Merle qualities, you
Yeah.
know? So I think that's why he stuck around. But anyway, I really and truly feel like he was fighting turning back into that man again. And I think that's why that scene where he's so far away from Rick, that first person view where Rick is almost like, I mean, he's not a speck, but they seem closer to each other when you're in all the other camera angles or whatever, but from his view, Rick's really far away, and that couldn't have been more apparent when he just completely he rejects the idea that everybody gets to come back. He rejects the idea that they could live under the same roof peacefully, and just hacks at
Because you
Herschel.
know what? That his argument, Rick's argument, started to make sense, and he started to feel himself lose grip on his men. And his men was like, well, because what I thought Rick was gonna go there was like, and this man, the governor, he, when his group didn't get along with him, he slaughtered them all in the street and left them for dead. Like, I was waiting for him to break that out. And it's to me, when people are on the fence and they're on the wire, they don't bring out the good stuff. Because I think if Rick had told those people that the governor had tried to take the prison before with a group of people, and the group of people retreated, and the governor was mad at them and killed them all like dogs and skulked off, that they would have defected right then and there, and we would not have had much bloodshed.
I think probably, I think in Rick's defense, I mean, yeah, I agree with you that I absolutely thought Rick was going to go that route and talk about, yeah, this guy, your leader, he's a terrible, terrible war criminal, basically, you know? But I think Rick was doing,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're gonna
well,
say.
I think Rick was being a little bit more pragmatic by his actions. Completely were the opposite of the governor's actions, and actions speak louder than words. So Rick comes, offers himself instead of the hostages. He says, listen, we've got children in there, you all, we can live under one roof. He's saying all the right things, all the peaceful things that the governor tried to say earlier on. The governor tried to have this argument like, yeah, we're not gonna kill anybody. We're just gonna intimidate them, and they're gonna leave, right? But it was not believable. But when Rick says it, it's like he was completely accessible, completely believable. And I think that's probably why he didn't lower himself to the governor's level. I don't know if it was a conscious choice, though. It's not clear, you know?
No, I see where you're going because it would have like escalated things a little bit. But if he started to see like that one girl who was looking around like, I don't want to die, I don't want to fight. I mean, because he was basically saying, you can drop your guns and come in now. We don't have to do this. You are welcome here now. We have been here before. We have welcomed people from Woodbury. You can come in now. And that's when people started losing faith and the ranks started breaking. And then the governor was like, you know what? I got to do something to save this and turn this around just to get people fighting because this talking is not working. I'm losing face. And then that's when he chopped Herschel up. And oh
Well,
my God.
didn't it happen that okay, so Herschel gets the one blow to the head where it's a death blow, but still his head is not completely
Right, that's
off.
true. That's true.
And then so he's trying to crawl away, but doesn't Lily come with dead Megan at that point?
Yes. So yes,
So he complete that's what that's the end for the governor, really. He's already in a downward spiral, but then when he just so brutally finishes off Herschel, because Herschel, especially in this episode, but all along, Herschel has been the kind of moral compass of the group. And his face, it was so peaceful when he smiled. When Rick said, "Nobody has to die, you can come with us, live with us peacefully," it could happen that way. Herschel, it's almost like he feels like Rick's gonna be okay. Because you know how Rick has been struggling, and that's when they took the leadership away from him and all that stuff, because Rick is the other side of the coin of the governor, you know, it's like he could easily go the way of the governor, and Herschel was all too aware of that. Well, when Rick, and that's why I said I'm not sure it was consciously, when Rick just pours his heart out and says, "You can live with us,"
Yeah, he was like,
I
it's gonna
think,
be hard, but we can do it. We got this to sell by. He was negotiating hard.
and Herschel, I feel like in that moment, Herschel knew that that group was going to be okay because good Rick was restored. It's like Rick came back from his bad place, you know, in that moment. And I think Herschel smiled at that, and it was almost like he was at peace, and then he got chopped. But you know, to counter that, juxtaposed with that is the governor's reaction, where he just brutally, violently finishes off Herschel and cuts off his head. And I mean, he's literally on the ground just hacking at him
That was just
multiple
so
times.
undignified
Well,
because the anger he displayed for the governor was just terrible.
and then Lily sees that. Lily witnesses that while she's in mourning. She's got her dead child. She's seeing all this bloodshed.
Not only did Lily see that, the other daughter, the adult daughter, saw it as well because she mentioned it like, he just chopped off. And she was freaking out.
She was freaking
Rightfully
out.
so.
We're gonna see her again. But what was I gonna say? Oh, so she's seeing this, and then we start to see they don't care about the prison anymore. Suddenly, it's not about safety or shelter because they're destroying it, and so then everything's senseless. You know, that's when the killing becomes senseless.
And then that's when the zombies join.
Right. Right. I liked, oh yeah, we forgot to talk about. So, also at the beginning of the episode, we find out that Rick has just told Daryl about Carol, and Daryl's pissed off. And then they go to talk to I almost said Team Talk, to Tyrese. They go to talk to Tyrese about it, but Tyrese is like totally preoccupied with Blair Witch Project thing happening in the corner. You know what I'm talking?
Like science class in high school when you had to like dissect a guinea pig, you put it on the little that wax pan thing, and you had to put the pins in it and spread it apart. I couldn't do it. It was
Was
barfy.
that a bat? What was that?
It
Was
was a
that a
rat.
rat?
It was rat. You know, because
Okay.
somebody's been feeding the zombies rats, and so somebody broke open a rat, straight up dissection style. And so Tyrese was like, the same person that killed my woman is doing this. And they were getting ready to tell him. They were trying to do it, but it just wasn't happening.
Who, but the thing is, who does that and
That's one of
why?
those girls. One of those girls, one of those daughters is doing that. They were feeding what is the zombie name, Matt,
Yeah.
whatever, the pet zombie they
Nick,
had. They were
yeah.
feeding him. And then
Yeah.
now they like, I miss school. I want to be in biology. Let me cut up this rat and put it on display like artwork because it is a beautiful homage to my crazy. It's one of those daughters. Who else could it be?
Well, rats carry disease as well, and I don't know, like
Who else could it be if not the daughters? Bob?
don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, it makes sense that it would be one of the daughters, and most likely Lizzie, the older of the two Samuels
Is the
girls,
younger one.
but I think it's the older one, the one who was upset that Nick died, the
Oh,
pet
Nick,
zombie.
yes.
But however, I just don't know why somebody would dissect a. I mean, that seems very scientific. I don't know why a kid would do that. And if they did
Because
that,
she's crazy.
maybe, yeah. I'm thinking maybe we'll find something else about that. Somebody else was trying to do something. But you're right, it's probably them.
So, speaking of the daughters, how cool is
Yeah.
it that they were like, "We, why do adults get guns and we don't get guns? We should get guns too." And they went off, found them some guns, and saved Tyrese's ass.
They did, and that's thanks to Carol, by the way. That
What?
whole the that whole thing is thanks to Carol teaching them how to be badasses.
Okay, I thought you were gonna go somewhere else. Like Carol's somewhere skulking around a prison. She
Oh.
circled back and she's kind of living
She's
there in
dissecting
secret
rats.
and she's
Yeah.
showing them how to like do things. And she's not gonna be seen by Rick, but she's gonna like, hey girls, I'm in cell block D. Come hit me up, you know.
No.
And then.
No, but again, these stories are so related to each other, you know? And so when we think about it, yeah, these kids do need to know how to defend themselves, and that's what Carol was doing, but she was keeping it a secret because she knows Rick, and she knows that Rick didn't want Carl to become Crazy Carl again, and that kind of thing. And so it's always compounded, and it's
Oh,
all
I
these
thought you were talking
decisions.
about Carl, our Carl, not Carl and
Ah!
his. I
Yeah,
was like, what
Crazy
happened to
Carl.
him? Because he's crazy. I don't know if. Okay, anyway.
Well, Carl's not going to come back from being that crazy. I mean, the Carl we know.
He can't
But
come back from it.
I love that Carol is responsible ultimately for Lizzie saying, "Yeah, we need to nut up and get some guns." However, the real tragic part, I mean, there were some serious tragedies in this show, this episode, in their wanting to defend themselves and find guns, they left Judith.
Was the one traumatic thing because you know what though, how do we know she's dead? I didn't see a body, all I saw was blood, so that could have been somebody getting shot over the carriage and the baby is with Beth or something like that. I totally believe that because I don't think Little Ass Kicker is dead. It would be convenient for her to die because she was obnoxious. They couldn't feed her. Like, what? How is she? Blah, blah, blah. But I don't think she's dead.
I'm hoping she's not dead, but I don't know. It feels like she's probably dead.
I think they made too big of a show of it for her to actually be dead. They
Well,
already
I'll tell
killed
you.
one kill. They killed a kid. We saw a zombie bite into a kid like an apple earlier there. Earlier that episode, I don't think they're going to kill another kid off.
Yeah, I don't know. It was heartbreaking, though, to see that empty car seat. And it's even more heartbreaking to know that, well, they lost the one doctor to the zombie flu. They lost Herschel just now. They kicked Carol out. She had some training from Herschel. So they've got all these gunshot wounds and freaking broken teeth and whatever else, right?
Yeah,
And
Rick's got like punched face syndrome.
punched face and gunshot wound because he
Oh,
got shot in the
yeah. I
leg.
was like, oh my God, is that an ephemeral artery? Because that looks really close to thigh and it,
Right,
right?
he got shot pretty. I mean, in any case, they lost all the people who could help them with gunshot wounds and punches to the face in one fell swoop. You know, they've got Bob, who's this army medic. He's like, "Is there an exit wound?"
That's good. I like that
Yeah.
exit wound. I'm like, dude.
So actually, he may live a few more episodes since
Oh,
he's
yeah,
the
'cause he's the
only.
resident doctor, yeah.
Right, he's the only doctor. So, in any case,
I haven't warmed up to
there's a
him
lot of
yet.
tragedy.
I haven't
I
because it
haven't.
looked like Sasha was trying to warm up to him.
What was in that box?
What box?
He had a box when Tyrese's sister comes up, all coffee
I thought
McGee,
that
which.
was a comic. I thought that was some alcohol. He was getting his drinking
Was
on.
that alcohol? Because I don't know. It could have been anything. I
Maybe he was dissecting
presumed.
the rat. See, we wanted to blame him for it earlier. But
I know. I'm thinking maybe he was the root. I don't know.
don't trust him mainly because of his character from The Wire. So I'm not really trusting him, and I haven't warmed up to his character because I don't know. Like, I can't, I don't know, can't place it. And then Sasha was like, "Well, that was Herschel who saved me. I want to thank you for saving my life. That was Herschel that said, but you went out and you saved me too. Well, that was really her. You should really, boy, you better let me thank you. Come on up in here and give me a hug." And I was just like, "What is happening in this scene?"
One-act play by you right now. It was awesome. That was so good. I was enthralled. I was enthralled.
Like, she really wanted to air quote thank him, and he was just not hearing it. Like, dude, I know you feel guilty, but a hugger or something so we can end this awkwardness because awkward.
Yeah. And was he awkward because, and then she's like, because of what a night you had, and blah, blah. And I'm like, well, what? Is she talking about him going through withdrawals or whatever? Or what's happening? But then it was, you know, pretty soon after that, you realize, no, she's not talking about withdrawals of anything. So then I'm like, okay, what's in the box? Is it alcohol? Is it rat dissection, Blair Witch? Is he the
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I don't trust him either, but I think he's gonna live for a little while longer at least because they lost their doctor, they lost their other doctor to the flu, they lost Herschel, they lost Carol, so he's the only one who can help Rick recover from his gunshot wound, which he's gonna have to do.
Yeah, in his punched face because the
His punched
governor
face.
was going at
I thought Carl was gonna die too this episode when Rick's looking for him, and then Rick hears these zombies approaching, and I'm like, oh my God, one of them's gonna be Carl! One of them is gonna be Carl! And it was not Carl, but I thought it was gonna be. So
I'm
there
not
was a
ready
lot
for
of.
Carl. I mean, we kind of got accustomed to Carl when he got shot, and he went through a lot. So I don't think that Carl is going to die anytime soon. I hope not. But for some reason, I am really liking his shaggy hair. I really am enjoying that hair on him. And he had the hat is just going to hell because it's all misshapen and distressed now. And it doesn't have that sleek, clean look about it anymore. And it's just like, dude, you may need to give that hat up because it's looking a little rough.
Well, everybody needs to give up the fact that they look like ass and they need to finally just take a shower. But
Yeah,
anyway,
because like, why don't they do a soap run? They have plenty of
a
barrels of
soap
water.
run.
They have barrels of water. I'm pretty sure like Bed Bath and Beyond is close by. They have those in Atlanta. Get some sheets. You know, I don't know. I have a thing. You know, if you're gonna be in a zombie apocalypse, you're gonna have a farm. Put a line up. Wash some damn sheets. Get some soap. And you know what I'm saying? Make your place a home. Make your house a home. And make it feel right. And so another thing that I was thinking was when Rick was fighting with the governor, that shirt he had on, not gonna come back from the damage that the governor was doing because it got ripped in the back. It got ripped in a lot of places. So I think that that shirt is done for
Finally,
and he's gonna have to,
there's a bath.
yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to
Well,
go.
now if only Daryl could freaking take a bath. What is
Yeah.
wrong with him?
Yeah, he like
I don't
cooks.
know why people are so. There's so many fans of Daryl. I mean, he's cute, but only when he's clean.
He's not cute to me. He looks like a strung out drug addict to me, and I don't understand his appeal to people. Like, I don't hate him, and I think like I'd want Daryl on my side, right? But I
Right.
look at the guy and I was like, there's no cute in, I mean, he's not ugly, don't get me wrong. Like the actor himself, I would not, that's not a man you'd call ugly, right? But
Right.
I mean, he's not like Christopher Hemsworth, Thor. He's not Thor.
He's not Thor, but I would totally go for Daryl over Thor. I'm sorry.
You shut your mouth. I don't know who you are anymore. Are you kidding me?
I don't like Thor's Point Break hair. I just don't. I'm sorry. At least we're not going for the same dudes. That's
If
Crickets.
this was a video podcast, all you would see was my head shaking back and forth and my mouth open with a look of disgust at you making fun of the God of Thunder on this podcast. He is a
I'm
blonde
just saying.
Viking from heaven.
I am just saying. I am not into blonde Vikings from heaven. I'm into scrawny dudes who don't wear sleeves. And apparently, I would appreciate it, though, if Darren would wash a little bit. Because I do prefer clean men. But I don't need brawny Viking blonde god guy. I actually prefer normal looking people. Sorry. But,
Well,
yeah.
you take your regular average pedestrian proletariat Daryl, and I'll take my God of Thunder. Thank you. Because I
Well,
am a
you know what?
princess. Hey, you stop talking. Stop talking. Stop
If Clive
talking.
Owen, if Clive Owen were in Thor, I'd probably
Clive
tap
Owen?
that.
Really?
Yes.
Did you say you would tap that?
Yes, I
That
did.
was just said on the spot? Okay. Okay, sidetracked, but we digress.
Did I
Okay.
even say that right? I've never said that in my life. Did I
Don't say
use
it
my right
again,
to say
please. Just don't do it.
it?
Just never say that
Was
again.
that just a, you said to tell me, did I use that right in a sentence? Because I don't even know.
Just don't say it again, okay?
My
Because you're making
apologies,
me
Clive
super
Owen, and your
uncomfortable.
happy marriage.
Okay, back to Walking Dead. So now, granted, if Daryl were to die, I pretty much stop watching the show because, what are you, what, why? But like this season, he really hasn't done anything. I mean, his brother's dead, and like Daryl, I'm scared for him because like, what is his purpose now? He's just walking around looking cool with his, Katniss Everdeen thing going on.
No, Daryl is one of the pillar people, pillar characters in the show, and
He didn't do anything.
well, but he has art. He's earned his keep, though. I mean, he's earned his place. And by the way, do you remember right before Rick goes to talk to the governor in front of the prison, when Rick's trying to say, "I don't make the decisions anymore. I don't do this. It's a council now." And he briefly looks at Daryl. Daryl just ever so slightly nods.
Oh, you got a castle? All right. Who's on that castle? Herschel? What? I got a Herschel right here. What? Who else on that castle? I bet it's Michonne. What? I got her right here. What about your castle? Your castle can't do crap. F you and your castle. I got your castle right up in here, these nuds. Just so full of himself, and I thought that this showdown should have happened at the end of last season, but I feel like they dragged it out for good reason because we got to see the governor kind of a softer, gentler governor and his alter ego, Tyler Durden, aka Brian, or
Brian
whatever he wants to, you know
transgender,
what I'm saying? And so. Yeah, so he comes in, and I mean, we get to see he made love twice or three times. He had two different women, or three, because he was banging some chick in Woodbury before Andrea came around, right?
I don't
Yeah,
even
he
know.
was. I remember that because I was like, dang. And then he was just like, get out. And then she just like
Oh,
left, and
yeah, that's
then.
right.
And then so he's the person who got laid the most on this show, which is so bizarre. Like, why isn't he happier? Why isn't he happier? Like, if you're getting laid, be happy. Just luxuriate in that and don't be starting something.
If you're getting laid by the same person though over and over again, then you're probably gonna end up having feelings for them, and then you get into the conundrum the governor's in, which is he cares about the people that he's with
Yeah, but he
in a
cares
weird way.
in a way, but he cares about his itching his crazy gene to itch because he didn't have to go to crazy town. Old chick, I don't even know why she left her apartment, to be honest.
Well, because she brought him back to life, really.
I know, but she was like, well, my grandpa died and we had to shoot him, so let's leave the apartment.
Well,
They had a full apartment.
she probably realized that she alone could not protect the two girls that she's with. So
She
she
was doing a
probably it
better
was
job of it than he was because
Well,
one got bit into an apple and another, we don't know what's going to happen with her.
but the thing is, at the time that she made the decision, she was probably being highly strategic in that she realized that he bonded with her kid so that he wouldn't actually hurt them in any way. So she found out, okay, well, he's trustworthy at this point. And then I'm sure she realized that she was not safe with her sister, who did not graduate police academy, should have been in the police academy movies. Like, she's just completely ineffective. But anyway, and then she's got a little kid, so she went with him. And I think that was probably the good choice with all the information that she had, which was not much. And in that world, you don't have the luxury of getting to know somebody over several months' time. You have to kind of make gut decisions, and unfortunately for her, her gut decision was based on somebody that the governor wanted to be and not somebody the governor was.
Yeah. And that was extremely unfortunate for her and her daughter.
Yeah.
Although she cannot blame what happened to her daughter on the governor. She can't do
Nope.
it.
No, she can't. But what she can do is blame all the people who died that day on the governor, and she can blame the fact that the place that they wanted so desperately to take is in shambles. And she can blame all these things on him, and she did, and she freaking put a bullet in his brain.
Shot him in the face.
Yep.
In the face. No, but let's roll back. Michonne stabbed him through the heart.
Yeah, which he
It just
totally lived a really long time after being stabbed in the heart.
Oh my God, he was having a kung fu death. You know how like they never die like right away. They get like a fatal blow and they just sitting around like, "Oh, you shall not defeat me." And then they like still like dying for like 10 minutes. And then finally somebody has to shoot him in the face.
if it's a belly wound, okay, but I don't know, that was pretty freaking close to the heart. Okay, if it wasn't the heart, he still took a freaking damn long time to die.
You know what was kind of poetic is that she stabbed him and left him to die, just like the governor stabbed or was it shot, Merle and left him to die because she wanted him to turn into a zombie.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so she did that on purpose and
Absolutely.
left him. But then here comes Lily, was like, "Oh, you gonna pick up my child after she got bit by a zombie? Hold her and then glack her right in the face.
Yeah,
Just drop her."
that was the most traumatic part of Megan's death for me, actually. Actually, that was the most traumatic part. So, her mom is walking her to the horrible, the horrible mess that is this battle at the prison. The governor comes, takes the dead child from her arms, and then looks at her in the face and shoots her at extremely close range in the face. How do you do that? How do you do that to somebody you love? I mean, jeez, do you, and the gun that he had, are you kidding me? That gun would have just like blown her freaking head off. I cannot believe that he did that. I can understand making sure she doesn't come back as a zombie, but really, you have to shoot her in the face with your giant gun at point blank range while she's in your arms? Are you kidding me? That was extremely traumatic.
Was traumatic, and the mom was like, she thought it was traumatic too because he's just like business as usual because he's a sick bastard, so he didn't think anything of it. Fine, yeah, she's gonna get this crap, but the child is dead. He, shot her in the face. It just.
Well, and then he gets shot right in the face too.
I thought that was very nice.
But the thing is, if you think about it, that girl probably wasn't dead yet. She probably wasn't dead yet because she wasn't turned. So if that girl was still alive and at death's door, right? The governor shot her in the face while she was still alive. That's what's poetic about the fact that her mom turns around and shoots him in the face while he's still alive. Ugh, it's rough.
Well, they were both knocking on death's door and they both were going to turn into zombies. They
Yeah,
were
but that's
both.
traumatic.
I know, but it was in a heat in a moment. And she, like, I don't know. I'm not quite sure that in the middle of a battle with a tank and people shooting, that I'm going to drive my car to that, have my kid in my hands, walk up to a one-eyed dude and show him my limping dead. I mean, I'm not sure that, I'm pretty sure she was not making rational decision because, you know, grief and all, but it's just like, why would you do that?
I think she probably went in grief to the one that she loved, and she probably, every step that she took brought her some clarity, and she started to realize that he definitely wasn't the person that she fell in love with. And no, I'm
Yes.
serious. Well, yeah, but I really and truly feel like she probably set foot, on the way to the prison, thinking, "Oh my gosh, I have to be with my family right now. I have to be with my person that I love right now." And then, with each step she's taken, she sees him hack,
Herschel.
Herschel, and then like violently kill him. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, this happened." And then he takes the girl and freaking shoots her in the face when she's still alive. It's just wrong. In the show, when you have loved ones who have been bitten, you stay with them until they actually die. And then they maybe start to turn in a couple of minutes later, but you wait until they die before you knife them in the head or shoot them in the face. And he did neither of those two things.
Well, it was in the heat of battle and he was being efficient, so.
He was being efficient. Well, he's like, "Hey, I'm already worked up from beating somebody else in the head with a sword. Let's just get this done."
Oh my God.
It was rough, but the cool thing about the end of this episode is that everybody is completely scattered.
Yeah, oh my God, we got another scatter again.
Wasn't that cool at the end of the farm when
Only Andrea was scattered.
I think no, because Tyrone, T-Bone, and Lori,
T
and
Dog. What's
oops, T-Dog.
T-Bone, dude? What you been listening to?
Is
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
"I've gotta leave. We have to go. Nobody's saved." Oh, and Lori makes him turn around. Anyway,
They find each other, though, so.
yeah. I mean, I hope that it seems like they had a plan and like a meeting place. So hopefully that bus
I
just.
know, yeah, when the bus drove off and Sasha and all them were just shooting and stuff and it drove off, they looked off at it like, "We'll just figure it out." I was just like, what does that mean? You're just gonna figure it out? The bus has left. It's three of you right there. You find the job, and he's like, "Do you see a exit wound?" And the bus is leaving, and you just look at it, you shake your head, "We'll figure it out." Drove me a little crazy because I was like, "Well, okay, I guess you will."
I just want to
Just like,
know, like,
get the hell up out of here. We leave.
just to
Yeah,
check,
like they
like,
have departure time.
all of their freaking major people were not on the bus yet, and some random Woodbury person, like, drove away. You know that's what happened.
The tank is getting too close. I need to leave. So we know that that bus is going to get overturned and all those people are going to be dead. That's number one. Number
No.
two, what happened to Beth? Because Maggie was looking for Beth. Did we find Beth?
Yeah, she was looking for the kids, remember?
Oh, but did they
Remember?
reunite? Did they reunite?
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
So they found us. Yeah, all the main characters are still at the prison. However, Rick and Carl like hobble off at the end of
I sure do.
the show, which is funny because Rick's last words are just keep on walking. Well, they're walking with the walkers.
Oh, because they're the Walking Dead.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so nice, Stephanie.
Listen, I liked it. I thought it was a really good mid-season finale. However,
Yeah, there's no however for me, but you go ahead with your however.
nothing will top the freaking Sophia mid-season finale with the guns and the hiding of the guns by Dale and the Shane incident and all that stuff.
Thank God,
That
I
was
remember when you, I
fun.
think that was that your first Walking Dead episode
I
with
don't
me, when
know.
you was like, and somebody had the guns, and he had the guns, and somebody is going to die. Oh my God, that's classic
That
Stephanie.
was an extremely emotional episode, and I'm still getting emotional right now after remembering, like, reminiscing.
Oh, I miss Shane though, man. I miss him. I miss him.
I'm glad that Lori's gone, and I'm glad that Shane's gone. But yeah, I mean, obviously, Shane was fun. Shane was fun to have around.
Yeah. Yeah, until
But
we start
he
going
was
crazy town.
annoying. He was annoying when Lori, I don't know, it's like I'm sad that Lori and Shane are gone. I wish that it was just Lori gone and Shane was still there.
Yeah.
But that would have come to a head eventually anyway. I mean, even if Lori wasn't possibly knocked up by Shane, like Shane from the get-go left Rick for dead and took up with his woman.
He didn't
I mean,
leave him for dead. He thought he was already, it was in the hospital. He was in the hospital. He thought the dude was dead already. And
dude, you
he didn't.
saw the flashback. You saw the flashback of that day. When he's
I
like,
forgot. I forgot about that.
yeah, he left Rick. Yes, he did. And then he said to Lori and Carl that Rick died, and he saw him die.
Oh, see, I
Yep.
bought that because I forgot that he left him for dead. Well, I thought it was interpreted. I thought he, since he was in a coma, it's like, what can you do? Bitty beep, bitty boo. I mean, you know.
Dude, you gotta go back and watch the episode. It
I
is
do.
very clear that Shane totally, in that moment, left his best friend Rick for dead.
I
It
forget. I forgot. I'll have to because I haven't done a
totally did.
rewatch. I haven't done a rewatch, but I really want to just to see because sometimes they show on commercials The Walking Dead like little scenes from the first or second season, and I'll
Oh,
see
yeah.
how clean and young Rick looks, you know, and because he had on his like sheriff's uniform and
Had
his
better hair.
hat. Yeah, and I was
His
just
hair has gone to hell. His
yeah.
hair looks like one of the kids dissected a rat and then gave the rat a perm and then put it on his head. We know how I feel about hair. And it we
I
know.
noticed his hair, but I was just like, what is it? What is happening with his hair? Why is it curled that way? I don't recall his hair doing that.
Zombie, his hair is a zombie itself. It's a walking
It was
bear hair.
alive. It
It's
was alive.
terrible. It's
But
rough. Okay, so I
Carl's
finally
hands.
found out lesbian number two, actually lesbian number one, I guess, is Tara. Lily's sister is Tara. Okay, I couldn't find her. I was like,
Daughter,
who is this
right?
girl?
Lily is the mom.
Lily's the mom, Tara's the sister, and Megan is the
What's
kid.
lesbian number two? Do we know her or do we care?
Lesbian number two got shot in the head by Lizzie.
Yeah, she sure did.
That
That's
was
expert.
awesome.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to like her, but she was
I
shooting
did
at
too.
Tyrese.
She had a moment, though. That's another. See? The show is amazing. She had a moment at that time where her lesbian lover was like, this shit is not cool. We have to go now because I just saw a man hack a dude to death. And then her lesbian lover friend was like, yeah, you're just gonna have to nut up, 'cause blah blah blah, I'm gonna start shooting Tyrese
I'm
now.
gonna start shooting, but I'ma come back for you. I'ma come back for you. I'll always come
And
back.
after all
I'll
that,
always find you.
why did she decide that it was more important to shoot those people than it was
I
to
guess her
realize?
sister training kicked in.
Maybe. I don't know, but it just all seemed very senseless after the first blood was shed. To me, it seemed like, yeah, the game is over now. You know, you guys are not going to get this prison in any nice kind of shape, so it's useless to you now anyway. And you keep shooting at these people. You know, like, you keep shooting. After you see your weirdo, newly dubbed leader hack somebody to death, you guys still feel like you need to shoot people. It was weird. I was like, what is the deal? What is the deal? So I was okay that she got shot in the head because she made that decision for
She was shooting
herself.
at Tyrese, and even though Tyrese is not my favorite right now because he is like basically, like I said before, T-Dog 2.0, I don't want to see him die because, like, oh my, I don't know. There's two black people, two black men on the show, so that's two too many. They're gonna have to kill off one. They can't have too many.
Well, the only two people who are truly safe on that show
Rick and
is
Daryl.
Rick and Daryl. Yep. Those are the only two people that absolutely cannot be killed, or else it's like the cancellation of the Twinkie. People will lose their shit, and me included. I will be like, nope. So, you know, whatever. So that means everybody's expendable, even Carl.
Yeah, unfortunately. And so he's starting to like get cute and grow up, so I'm pretty sure he's gonna die within the next season or so.
Okay, how old is he? He's like 13 or
I didn't
14.
say I wanted to do him. I can say he's cute. I'm not a being inappropriate or anything. Jeez.
Was like, what's happening? You
No, I'm
keep
just saying
talking
he's
about how cute
getting
he is.
cute, like adorable cute, like a teddy bear.
Oh.
Not like Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
Okay, what are. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Don't either.
I don't know.
But so
And that's the end of Walking Dead.
what I
Ta-da! What had happened was the end. Ta-da!
No, I'm gonna say that I don't know. I think this one topped well. I want to say that it topped the other mid-season finale only because there's just so much that happened. But I will never forget Sophia being shot, Shane turning into a zombie, and then the zombie horde coming over. But was that a finale when Shane turned? That was finale.
No, that was the next episode after, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like Sophia got shot at the end, and that was it for several weeks. We waited, and we knew the Shane thing was going to
To
happen.
me, it seems like all one episode, but it can't possibly be because like two things happened in that chunk because
Well, maybe.
the rest of it was like on the farm and then like
Shoot, I don't remember now because I do remember the scene where you see the zombie horde and then you see the prison up ahead. I do remember that. I can't remember if it's the same episode. I just know that I think that episode was more impactful for me because I was still so innocent to the ways of The Walking Dead. And
What do you mean?
yes, people died, but I mean, we still had the core group pretty much.
Yeah, we did.
And to see that, to finally have it all come to a head where you knew, you just knew that Sophia was gone. And they were just trying and trying and trying to find her for no reason, like for
Know. I
naught.
did not know she was gone. I didn't know she was dead. I suspected it, but I wasn't going to believe it until I saw a body. Now, what we saw on TV was a kid get bitten into and then capped in the head by a one-eyed man. That is trauma. That's trauma. Then we proceeded to see a guy get gashed in the neck and then hacked his head off by a one-eyed man.
That happened first. The hacking. That happened
So
first.
I'm just listing
Doesn't
kind
matter.
of what's up.
But my favorite part is that he gets capped in the head too. But then immediately after that scene is a scene of zombies trampling his chess piece. It was awesome. It's like, yeah, the king is dead.
I wanted to see him come back like Merle. I want to see Zombie Governor.
I wanted to see that too. I think that would have been more fitting for his death. Honestly,
So
I think
maybe
that.
you know what would be great? So the opening scene of the next when the season comes back. You just have him randomly like shambling about, and then somebody knife him in the head, and then just be done with it. You know, I love that.
I think that I just wanted to see him come back just because he was so afraid of it and he was the cause of so many other people's death. And the fact that he was given mercy, I mean,
So
unwittingly,
many times.
well, but he was given mercy in his final moments by actually being put down in the head because that guaranteed he wasn't coming back.
Oh yeah, I forgot that does guarantee he's not. Crap.
Right, so I
Maybe
thought,
she, since
man.
she's a lady, she was a bad shot, but I doubt it because that was her baby.
Well, she was pretty close to him.
Yeah, she
I
was.
mean, it's hard to miss with that caliber of a gun.
Huge
That close.
monstrosity of a
Yeah.
gun that he shot a baby in the head with. Oh,
Yeah,
God.
I'm surprised that gun didn't have more brain skull bits on it because that's how close it was. Anyway,
Yeah,
yeah,
this was a
I
great
kind of
showing.
wanted, I wanted him to be a zombie at the end though, just to go out with a whimper, you know?
I wanted his ass. You know how he kicked Rick's ass? I mean, he just laid into Rick. I wanted them to lay into him. I wanted Rick to like break his fist kicking
Rick
that dude.
couldn't do it. Rick couldn't do it. I mean, he tried, but he just
Well,
didn't have as much.
Rick was shot
Well,
at that point.
that and Rick didn't have the hate because the governor got shot in the arm. Remember, Rick shot him in the arm.
No.
So,
Somebody shot, one of the girls shot him in the arm.
oh, okay. He was shot in the
He was
arm,
shot,
Rick was
yeah.
shot in the leg. So they both were injured, but again, Rick still has some good in him, and the governor was just done. The governor, you can't come back from that. And then they cleverly panned over and lingered on the girl from the first episode that was asking if he could come back from it.
I knew she meant something, but I don't know what. But I this was I mean this was a really good, 'cause sometimes like the finale I was a little disappointed in that, but this was exciting.
It was a really good one. Yeah. I can't, again, man, the show is so good. I love the character development. I love the story, and I cannot wait to see what happens next.
Yeah.
Obviously there's some moments that we clown on, but man,
Yeah.
overall, it's such a good show.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. I mean, we can nitpick it to death, but that's part of the fun of watching.
I need Daryl to find Carol again. I just need it.
Oh, you and your Carol theory. Okay, so you started off that I had to shut you down before we even started. You had a Carol theory. Proceed with it.
I have a Carol theory.
Yeah, you was like getting ready to like talk my ear off about Carol. And now you don't
Oh,
have anything to say about Carol?
I just feel like, you know, especially now with everybody scattered, that we're gonna see her pretty soon.
And then on Twitter, you was like, I think she can be redeemed and bleep bleep.
Yeah, I think, again, I think that the writers have chosen this as the long-standing theme for the whole season, and that there's going to be, Tyrese and Carol are going to come to a head, and I think there's a possibility for her redemption. Either that, or she may go the way of the governor.
I think Tyrese is gonna kill her.
Maybe.
But then Tyrese is gonna have to deal with Daryl.
Yep.
So that's gonna be super interesting. But then Daryl is gonna have to come to
Well,
terms with, because he's like, that doesn't sound like her. He was in denial about her actually having done it. So,
okay, so I just listened to the podcast that you did with Eric and Carl, and so I heard the spoilers, like the spoilers of a spin-off Walking Dead show. And so there's plenty of reason for Tyrese and Carol to stay split, and we could watch their
I
characters.
mean, but do we really know that she's going over to that show or not? I mean, we don't really know that.
We don't know, but we also don't know that she's dead.
That's true. We don't know that she's dead,
And I
but I think
strongly
that she's a dead
believe
woman walking because Tyrese is going to put a sword up her butt,
I
which is
strongly
awkward for
believe
me to have said. But okay, go ahead.
it is. I strongly believe that even if she doesn't redeem herself, she will have an opportunity to redeem herself. And I strongly believe that we'll see her again, because I really and truly think that this is the theme of this season.
I agree with your theme, but I'm concerned about her life. And number one, it's about if you can come back from something or not. She may be able to come back from it, but just because she does come back from it doesn't mean she's going to survive. And I think we're going to have that same death because they like to do things kind of the same way. I think she's going to have an Andrea death.
She may. I mean, she may be the reason that Tyrese has the question of, do you come back from that? It's gonna be related to each other, obviously.
Right.
I feel like however it goes down, Daryl's gonna be in the middle. And it's gonna be really good television.
Yeah.
I really do. I really feel like it's either gonna end with her coming back and getting killed by Tyrese, or it's going to end with they cannot settle their differences and they split up and one of them goes to the spin-off show.
So I do have a concern that because, we've had a farm, we've had a prison for so long, these people have gotten used to a certain lifestyle, but they had to leave everything behind. I'm not sure how I feel about them being on the run just out in the open anymore because I think the prison was badly damaged, yes. However, I think that perhaps, well, I guess because the fences are gone, they can't do anything. I think they abandoned it too fast.
They have to find. Come on, like it's the South. There is another prison somewhere. Come on. They have to find some other thing. They can.
Okay, that's fine. I do agree, but I don't know what they're gonna find, but whatever they find, I hope it's interesting because we're gonna be there for a while.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to them being on the road because. Actually, I was getting some flashbacks with the heated moments in the woods between Shane and Dale, because it was like they're the same freaking woods from that scene. In this particular episode, there were some back and forth in the woods. I think it was just with Lily and the daughter, and I was just feeling, and it was right by a freaking river and stuff, and it feels like it probably was the same place, you know? But anyway, that said, I'm kind of like, okay, well, let's see some different landscape now.
Well,
You
they're
know, let's go
unless they
somewhere
go
else.
Well, if they go anywhere else, that means they're going to go cheaper and they're going to go to Vancouver, and I damn sure don't want to see that landscape.
No, they can. I mean, who knows? There's these huge herds happening, and we don't know why. They probably are going to stay away from the big cities because it's not safe. But there's bound to be other people to encounter, and they're bound to have
But do
other
I mean, I
people.
think there are other people gun shy at this point.
Well, yeah, I feel like there's going to be some major tension there. And also, while we're on the subject of people being gun shy and people have making questionable decisions, it's not like Rick is a saint. So Carol killed two people because she thought they were a threat to everyone. Yeah, that was wrong, absolutely wrong. However, she did it because she thought that she was right. Rick, remember when they go into the town for some run and they run into those creepy dudes in the bar? Do you remember that?
They were threatening him.
I don't know. There was a moment where Rick.
They literally threatened him with a gun. They were threatening. These people were sick in a bed. Carol shanked them while they slept and dragged them out and burned their
She
bodies.
did.
This
It
is
was
a different
questionable.
thing. They walked into a bar, they talked crap to him, they threatened him, and then he had to make a decision. It's either you or me, since you're talking shit. You don't want to be peaceful and you want to, you got a crew and all this other type of shit. And they had other people coming behind them. That was crazy. Rick, I'm not gonna say that it's apples and oranges to me. He was in a threatening situation.
Well, she thought they were a threat
No,
because of their
because there were other
sickness.
people sick though. They weren't the only two people sick. That's my whole thing with Carol. Carol went crazy and she singled out two people who were already separated. Already separated.
I know, I'm just saying. I'm saying that was a questionable thing, and that Rick, yeah, once he got rid of the main guy who was threatening, but he also killed those other two people
What other two
when they.
people?
There were three people with them in the bar,
But
and
they
he
were all
killed.
together and they were all crazy.
I don't know about them all being crazy.
I think they were all threatening him. Nobody begged for their lives and nobody just, well, that one guy that begged for his life, they brought back with him and then he turned out to be a traitor. So they did try to save someone, and then he shot another guy because his leg got pinned, and they was just like, well, fine, he's not gonna turn to a zombie. Let's just, oh no, they brought that guy with them, right? Yeah, that's the same guy.
I don't even remember now. I'm saying Rick's
You're
made some
wrong,
questionable
Stephanie.
choices.
Rick is not the same.
He's maybe not the same, but he's made some questionable decisions.
Those were
'Cause
not one of them.
I remember him himself. I remember that episode feeling a little bit weird because he himself was like, I did that and I'm right. And everybody's like, okay.
I thought he was right. I agreed with him. And it was a Ricktatorship.
Yeah, then we have the Ricktatorship. So, anyway, people make decisions that they're not
Blah.
proud of. And then Andrea
Oh God,
making
let's not. Yeah,
decisions.
let's not. Let's no. No, we're gonna end the because that's
And
it.
then
I don't want to talk about Andrea.
she got gyne-tooled, okay? That's what happened to her.
She
She
died
butters.
because she wanted to sit there and talk with the zombie instead of escaping.
She died because she couldn't knife the governor in his pasty butt. She should have. Yep.
Now it's going to make me question every decision I make with like a guy for the rest of my life.
Well, but it's so interesting because all these people who are making these weird decisions, they're at the crux of it is always, and nobody has to die, and nobody has to die, and then people end up dying all the time. Like, if it's Rick, if it's the governor, it's Andrea, if it's Carol, and then nobody else. I just didn't want anybody else to die.
But people keep dying. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess people are just gonna die.
Well, yeah,
It's the
it's kind
Walking
of
Dead.
senseless.
It's the Walking Dead. So people are gonna die. And
Oh, that one
that's
wasn't
not,
as perfect.
yeah.
All right, I think I'm tired because I'm
Yes,
saying
we
the
have. Yeah,
things.
we're worn out, but that was so exciting,
It
Stephanie. It was
was.
super exciting. I can't wait for people to hear the show. Leave us your
After you
feedback.
edit all the stuff out that I said. Sorry.
What? Oh, edit all. Yes, it's gonna be 10 minutes long. Oh man, and that's our show. We'd love your feedback. You can give us a call, 773-336-2686. You can go to our website, scifipartyline.com. That's where you can leave messages. Leave us one, you know, for S&G, for old time's sake. It'll be like old school IRC leaving a comment, you know? It's nice. We're on Twitter, where you usually leave your feedback. We're on Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
End of line.